So I have a cold open that comes to us from definitely not a listener, handsome boy Eli. Eli is one of the handsome friends.
YouTuber?
He could be. He's Eli. He's just, he's tall and handsome, and that's what he does. Anyways.
Does he ever ask you to subscribe to anything? I'm just looking for the signs of a YouTuber.
Signs your friend may be a YouTuber.
I do have to click the bell icon.
when you go to his house, does he say, would you like to subscribe to some pretzels? Can I subscribe you to any, can I offer you a subscription to a seltzer?
The subscription for toilet paper is not worth it. Just, anyways.
I subscribed, but I didn't click the bell, so I never actually got any, and it would not go well.
Handsome boy Eli is talking about his honeymoon in Japan, and how in the one town they were staying next to this really quaint arcade, and it had the best arcade machine he's ever seen in it. And he's describing what I think is the best arcade game ever. He said it's a rhythm game, and it's just a white table in front of you, and he's like, imagine you're the guy from Falling Down. Like, you're just like a business guy in a short sleeve with pocket protectors, and as the business meeting is getting out of control, and as people are like misbehaving, you got to slap the table and kind of get them back in order. And he's like, and there's like a rhythm to it. Like, if you slap it too hard, too early, then they get mad at you. And if you do it too late, you lose control. But there's a point where you've slapped enough and you've built it up to where you underhand flip the table and it smacks up. And that's how you end the level. And it like records like your score of how hard you flip the table. Where is this in the US? Take my money.
Yeah. Great game.
Now, was this a game or did he just get hired by like the Toshiba Corporation or something? Or
I honestly think he just wandered into a meeting.
Productivity is up 3%. And flip tables are up 20%.
Now, we're all working from home nowadays. Everyone is, all of us. Are they gonna have people like sent to our house to smash on our coffee tables or our dining room tables or wherever it is we're sitting? Threaten to flip them.
$1 million idea, Grant. $1 million idea. A USB device. A USB device that you plug in. It's connected to Teams, and then when the boss really wants to hammer home a point, it thumps your desk.
Yes.
Right. Like, and no one is going to film themselves writing it to orgasm.
No.
No.
While on the Zoom call. Your camera's on. Your camera's on.
Yeah. I know. It helps me.
Barry, are you going to do any reports this month? No.
Ooh, fingers crossed. Come on.
Someone's been a bad employee.
Yeah, I'm in trouble. I'll just zip my mask shut and take my...
my business mask. It's my business mask, I keep telling you.
I thought that was a Zoom filter.
You guys get this text from Dad?
No.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'll have to break it to you here myself. Little cousin, baby cousin, little Jeff has died of scrofula.
Oh. Awesome. Oh, I mean, terrible. What a tragedy.
Yeah. God, it's a tragedy. Grant, it is a tragedy. All that public service really we did talking about quack medicine. Was he not butt-chugging mercury? Like, what? That's really... God damn it.
I had him going
damn
like
him.
A week from now. Fuck.
I win the pool.
I had $100 on that.
Now, they can't tell how broadly I'm smiling, right? When I'm saying... Because it's just audio, right? They can just assume correct. I'm grieving horribly. It's just... Mm-hmm. Oh, you were such a tiny little baby. Why do the worst things happen to the tiniest of babies? Couldn't you have been just a little bit bigger?
I feel like it was just last week. I was baby Jeff. Bouncing little cousin, baby, little Jeff on my knee.
Oh, you were our cousin and so small, so tiny, so
like
dainty.
A cousin so in the wind.
Yeah.
We,
just,
we only have like 80 or 90 more of them. What are we going to do? Oh,
this is a blow. This is a real blow, gentlemen.
But guys, he was the littlest and babyest.
He was the littlest. Certainly a baby.
It's just, we did...
He probably didn't have it coming to him.
We did so much work just to prevent scrofula.
Mm-hmm.
And yet,
They're not listening.
All for naught? It was for naught. Apparently it was for naught.
For naughtula. I'm going to let that out.
Dad, I'm editing that one out.
I'm not going to do another quackery episode today, and I know those were far and away our most popular, some of our most popular episodes of all time. I'm not looking at stats, but that's the vibe that I got. That's the zeitgeist. I put my finger to the wind, and they seemed really popular. Everybody loved them. Everybody loved them. Everybody laughed. But, you know, what the hell's the point if we're still dropping like flies to Scrofula? Mm-hmm. So guess I got to come up with a new topic. And looking at my watch, grieving for little cousin baby cousin little Jeff for a half hour is not going to work. So scratch that one off.
You couldn't fake it for that long.
Baby, cousin, little. That was our Jeff. See you later.
He sure was. He was little. He will rest in little pieces. I assume Scrofula like blows you to shit, right?
I'm just going to throw in grieving?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I get half his stuff, right? That's how that works?
So no quackery episode. Means I had to come up with a topic this week, and I was sitting around. I was really hoping for a knock at the door. I know some of us have had success that way.
Yes, it just falls in our lap. It's pretty amazing.
There was no knock.
Ugh.
So then I went out. And I stood under rocky outcrop after bust-shaped rocky outcrop, just waiting for the top brass to ask me to blast them into shapes of the four best things. I received no such direction.
Ugh.
So just when I was about to quit the podcast, I was going to up and leave.
Damn.
My pager went off.
Oh.
Someone needed drugs.
Nice.
When am I getting those drugs, Matt?
Well, as I was selling coke to this guy, you know, making small talk, he said he was a marketer.
Nice.
He was in a real bind because he had all these clients who needed marketing expertise, and yet he could only afford so much coke. So I said, look,
what's a man to
I
do?
Happen to know a few experts. We run a little bit of a boutique agency, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little coke.
We do a little coke.
A little advertising.
This week, ladies and gentlemen, little Captain Travis, it's free marketing advice. So we've got this list of a clientele, got this guy's client list, and you know they've given me some basic info. Here's a little bit about my business. Some of them are unknown. Some of them might be national brands. But what we're going to do, we're going to get their bio, get their information, understand what direction we're going in. We're going to drink our whiskeys. We're going to tighten our ties, and we're going to present to them a slogan. We're going to pitch a slogan to them that's going to change the future of their business. But before we do that, I want to kind of establish our expertise in the field. You know, why should they trust us as marketing experts? First and most obvious one is because we're men. But
yeah.
After that,
do we need anything else?
Not really. No. Whiskey. I think whiskey. Is anyone drinking whiskey? And one of those little glass decanter things that people have in their offices on the TV shows. Mm-hmm. Why should they trust us? Let's share some expertise, some slogans maybe that we've pitched in the past that have been successful. I'll go first, just get the ball rolling here. I once had a client. It was one of those. They were operating a pretty seedy, rundown motel. So I did some market research, tried to understand, you know, who are their clientele. Turns out it's mostly hookers and johns.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to the client, and they said, you know what? A lot of people are going to tell you, let's try a fresh approach. Let's rebrand. Let's put a coat of paint on this thing and go a different direction. Not me. I said, let's lean into it. My slogan, come for the stay. Stay for the cum.
I was going to be stay for the lay. Mm.
I like where your mind's at, Grant. Have you done this before?
Yes, repeatedly.
See, I think that shows that there's like there are different aspects to this job and career. You know, there are the people who like have like the first generation, and then there's like, you know, a specialty of refining it. My job, I come up with that kind of like first burst of creativity, and then it gets kind of like massaged into something a little bit better. I come in and kind of get like a raw version of it. They call me the raw dog.
So you have things like idea one, idea two.
Okay. That's how you improve them. You may remember me from such ideas as idea one, idea two, and idea four. Someone beat me.
I wish I'd done idea three. Man, I'd be rolling in it right now.
It's a regret.
So like, yep. there's a place, you guys maybe heard of the Dollar Shave Club, mm-hmm. and my slogan I pitched was, shave time, shave money, shave your balls. They took out that last bit after like focus grouping it for a bit, you know.
Okay.
Or like, you know, you guys, I've done exclusive work with BMW over the years. I said the ultimate fucking machine, which they changed to the ultimate driving machine. I think it waters it down a bit, but the thing is, they paid me.
It had an edge to it before.
You're coming with the raw materials, and then of course the client has always got the last word, and they might unfortunately choose to knock off a word or two.
I'm framing up the house. Someone else is going to paint it, but you're going to have a house.
Yep.
Remember Snap, Crackle, Pop, motherfuckers?
I do. That was you?
Yeah. The resulting lawsuit would change it to Snap, Crackle, Pop. Ah. It's named after my lawyer.
John Motherfucker? That was
John
guy?
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Jay Fucks.
Grant, you're kind of touting a big game over there. Have you, you have any experience like Raw Dog over here?
Well, not as much experience as old Raw Dog Sifka over there, but I did recently, I'll just go with my most recent one, whichever one that happened to be, looking through my records here. Looks like it was a new beverage company. It's called Beef Thirst. Beef so juicy, it doubles as a sports drink. Beef to build muscle, juice to hydrate you after your workout. Beef Thirst. Winners ring out the beef. And in the commercial, we had Michael Phelps like emerging from the pool at the end, and then he like takes a hunk of beef and just rings it out into his mouth. It sold. We moved a lot of beef, a lot of wet beef. Let me tell you,
moving them hides, love it.
Even on a carbonated version too. It's
Ben,
delicious.
What about you? Is this? I understand you to be a veteran of the game.
Oh yeah, I got a few here. You guys might remember, I did the slogan for towels. You know, when you need to dry a drip or you got an ass to whip, nothing beats a towel. You guys remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
I did the slogan for the world's largest pizza. Jesus Christ, that's a pie. Remember that one?
I remember the font.
That's the thing. You see the pizza, you're probably going to forget it, but it was that slogan that really stuck with you.
Really tattoos it in the memory there.
I had a slogan for puking in the hamper at someone's party. Shh, don't tell nobody. I had a slogan for shutting your yap when someone else is talking. Quiet, you.
That was you?
That was me. Quiet, you. I did the slogan for Fred McFeeney. I don't know if you probably need to be from Mineral Springs, Arkansas, but I did the slogan for Fred's 50% off anything they're selling next door at Helen's Half-Priced Home Goods. The slogan is, I'll have what she's having.
Jesus.
Get it on the way home.
Oh boy.
That one might have worked better in writing, but you know, sometimes there's ad copy, right? There's ad copy.
Jesus Christ, that's a slogan.
There we go. Should end with that one.
Sometimes it makes it through the focus group and you really just need like the biomass of the actual market to determine whether or not a slogan's gonna work, you know? Like my Coca-Cola slogan, it's pretty much addictive. That ran for 2 years before Congress got involved and changed it back to open happiness.
This is where, you know, you can see how we pivoted into free legal advice. A lot of lawsuits coming up from Corey's marketing lawsuits. Expertise.
Laws are getting in the way of a lot of stuff.
So like I said, I got this list of clients, and we're going to come up with slogans for them because I assume that's what marketing is, coming up with slogans.
Slogans and nothing else.
I hope we have some audience members who are marketers. If it's not coming up with slogans, tell me what the hell it is. Then I hope we don't
have any audience members who are marketers, because this will just sound like, exactly like what they do at work all day, you know?
That's true. That's true.
They don't want that.
Okay. So this first business, local jewelry store owned by a fifth generation jeweler operating out of his Main Street shop in a small Midwestern town. He wants something that's going to appeal to the next generation, something forward thinking and I don't know, he didn't use the word futuristic, but something that's really going to take them into the next level, something I kind of want to say futuristic, but okay, local jeweler, we need a slogan for them, something that's really forward thinking.
How about, fellas, you want sex, right?
Okay. Sex appeal.
It could work.
Girl, I eat ass like Pac-Man eat pellets. Wait, are we talking about the jeweler himself, or are we talking about his store?
Oh, no, sorry, yeah, I
okay,
can see.
No, sorry, my bad, sorry. The not store, a pickup line store. For the, slogan. Okay,
this is for the store. I like the sex angle, but it's not as future. Fellas, you like sex, don't you? In space, maybe something like that. Does that kind of...
How about this? We get like sexy 1950s, like futuristic retro pinup woman, and you know, she's wearing a bikini but a space helmet. That's the look that we're going for. And she's got she's kind of floating zero G in space, and she's got handfuls of diamonds. She's like, think of who I'd blow for these. And our slogan is, you could get blown.
We'll blow you away.
Yeah. I dig that.
Now, I'd imagine there's probably, just historically, there for whatever reason, there's like always two across these five generations, there's like always two of them.
Seems to be.
It feels like a Highlander kind of thing. There can be only two.
A Bylander.
It's a Bylander. Like what they used to fly back in World War One. They got the Bylander here. There can be only two. I don't know. I don't know if that leads anywhere.
I mean, like buy here, Bylander, buy.
There can be only two, but we've got one great deal for you, or something like that.
Okay. I don't know.
But here's the thing, you're leaning into this. I don't think we need to go in the direction of the past, Grant. Yes, there's always been two.
But there always will be.
There's will be two, yeah.
There always will be.
We take out the word jewelry from their store, and we just put sex currency. And and to really sell it, we put one of those little like 25-cent like writing machines that's out in front of a grocery store, but it's a rocket.
How about
now they know it's the future.
But just that'll shut her up. I mean, you have the contraction ul in there. That's short for will. That's future tense. Right.
Okay. It says, Blankman's Jewelry, whatever the name of the family jewelry store is, Blankman's Jewelry.
Brinkman.
But the J-E-W is crossed out and it says none of them are here. None of them involved.
Not that kind of jeweler.
Okay. So what if we take the slogan... That'll shut her up. We want it to appeal. We want it to be forward thinking, so we could say that'll shut her up tomorrow, and then
at today's prices.
And then there's a fine print that says no Jews work at this establishment. No Jews have ever or will ever worked at this establishment.
I think I would like to just pin on Grant's thing, but to clean it up a little bit, shut her up tomorrow at today's prices.
Done. My pager went off. It's vibrating like crazy right now. That'll shut her up tomorrow at today's prices.
No, just shut her up tomorrow. Shut her up tomorrow at today's prices. Grant said it, listeners. I'm just cleaning it up. I didn't puke in the hall, but I got in a bag of sawdust. So
nothing wrong with that. Someone's got to have it. But then again, Ben, where would you... you'd have so much sawdust if I wasn't puking everywhere.
We have a symbiotic relationship.
Yes, naturally.
My sawdust bag would grow so huge if I couldn't empty it on your puke piles.
Like one of those weird little organisms that clings to a shark and pukes on it, I assume, is what they do.
That's what they do. Yep.
On to the next client. This next client, a small town burger joint, mm-hmm. also on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a burger named after the local high school mascot. Kind of a Dairy Queen knockoff, if I'm being honest.
The Hicksville Ace Burger?
The Ace Hole,
They wish to remain anonymous, Grant.
Okay.
You know, the burger and the food is really what they're all about, but they want something sexy. We need a sexy slogan for the local burger joint.
Pornos.
Just the word pornos.
Sexy. I mean, don't fuck our food. Well, take the bag out. Get it to go, at least. Right. Little too literal.
I mean, the burgers are very juicy, and surely that can lead to some sort of
thinking there's
something.
I mean, Grant, you may have even worked at a place similar to this in the past, you know? Okay.
Nah. I don't remember that far in the past.
So far, the leader in the clubhouse is pornos.
It's just the word pornos. I wonder if we can we beat that? I don't know. Is that beatable?
I don't know. Mm. It gets to the point. It's definitely getting sick. But are we missing like a burger?
Can there be a winking eye? Can there be a winking eye to go with the porno?
Mm.
In the eye part of the R, is kind of like winking.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, everybody loves when slogans have they use like a number or some fucking some emoji or something in there that makes no sense at all. But you're like, look, it looks like an R. It's a winking eye.
Yeah. Okay. So it's pornos with that winking eye, and then the smaller print underneath it is like, come and get some burgers before or after. You watch them.
It just says also burgers.
Burgers before or after.
Pornos.
Okay. So it's pornos.
Hey, man, come and get some burgers before or after you watch them.
Burgers before or after.
There
the
it is.
Aceville, or the Hicksville Ace Burger before or after.
Mm-hmm. From Van Loo to Liberty Benton, nothing beats porno.
Okay, this one is actually pretty interesting. The next client, it's actually a marketing firm that's looking for a refresh of their own slogan. They want something that makes it very clear what marketing consultants do. It is like, let's tell the world what marketers do.
Nope. We advise them strongly to never say what a consultant does, you fucking idiots.
It's a really bad idea.
Okay, I got a commercial idea. It shows a person the cracked clay ground and a person emaciated like they just went through a prison camp. And they're crawling and said, I shouldn't have said what a consultant did. And then they die. And it just says, the money dried up and it disappears like dust. And that's it. See if they can wrap their fucking brains around that. I don't know how to run a scam, fucking morons.
Look, here's how we're going to scam them. We're going to do it. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it by just saying, here's a billboard idea. They'll have a guy has a shirt, says marketer. And he's just squatting over the mouth of a person who's just laying down with mouth open. It says the people on it. And then he's just shitting right into the mouth. Now, they will never let us put up those billboards, but they will have to pay us for having come up with that.
And the slogan, a perfect. Shitload of good ideas.
Great. Hey, easy. And we can save costs, like Grant says. That's pretty smart. Mm-hmm.
Why stop? They brilliant. Swallow.
They never get full.
Insatiable shit mouths.
Okay. Now we have some very some more specific requests. You know, some of these fucking clients, I'll act like they already know how to do the work and they give you very specific requests. We had a couple come in and say they want 3-word slogans. And if you think about it,
a lot
of slogans out there. 3-word slogans. Even better if they have a period between them.
Not my job.
Real. Comfortable. jeans, as an example, out there in the world. Mm-hmm. Their most slogans are three words with periods between them. Doesn't have to have a period. A period between them is a kind of bonus. There's a lot of three word, you know, just do it. I'm loving it. It's this magical rule of three. So let's rip through a couple of three word slogans. Our first customer, a truck stop in Tennessee. Three words.
Stop, shit, eat.
I was going to go with no condoms, fellas.
Meth, meth, meth. Periods between all three of them. Meth, gas, meth.
Meth. Okay, I was going to say meth, shit, meth.
Meth, yeah, gas, some, meth. You want to bookend it with meth.
It could
meth.
Be a series, you know, like a series of billboards on the highway.
Burma
like
shave.
Meth, gas, meth. Mess, meth, shit, meth, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like this. Dick, pills, meth. Now.
How, we've got mm-hmm. pills.
Mm-hmm. It could be any kind of pills. I like that.
You know what? Let's bite off that milk advertisement and take it down to two and just get got pills.
Let
7-Eleven.
That's true. Great, but they specifically requested three words. I want to honor the
got enough pills.
Got pills, dude.
I think I like we've got pills because Ben, what was your first one? It was like gas, shit, and
stop, shit, stop, shit, eat.
Stop the shit. Thing,
like, tells that, you what to
that,
do at the truck
that
stop.
Nails it. This is what you do there, but I think, you know, they assume, like, let's assume you do that at every truck stop. But this truck stop, we've got pills. We mm-hmm. want to make sure that that's okay. very clear. So I like that.
Like, you want to describe it maybe. Open, dirty, unsatisfying. No, it might not be it.
I had a girlfriend like that.
Like my women, like I like my truck stops.
Full of pills.
No. Meth, gas, meth.
I just got a page from the client. They're happy with we've got pills.
Okay. Oh.
Moving on to the next. Three-word slogan for a pizza place near a college campus.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Cheap-ass food.
Cheap-ass food. I like that. That's the thing. You know it's going to be like, it's like really big. Like, theirs is even bigger, but like, it's shitty quality.
It's really thin and it tastes
super
awful.
It tastes like paper.
Yeah, I mean, they always say we better ingredients, better. I mean, you can just lie. Let's just say live nude girls.
This is hard because my last big score on a pizza one was a six-word slogan of, dude, you don't even know.
The thing, though, Ben, live nude girls, is that's kind of the cheat code for marketing. Like, you works really for every...
Yeah, let's cheat!
Yeah. Is there a rule that we couldn't cheat?
Honor in marketing. Matt wants to keep the honor in marketing.
Ben's got mm-hmm. a point. Let's cheat.
Yeah. Can't cheat all the time. Maybe.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Live nude girls it is. Our last three-word slogan... It's a cantina on the planet Tatooine.
No droids here. No droids allowed.
I don't like you. That's four words.
Now, these are three words. Three words, okay. Misa, love you, long time.
Smoky blue milk.
Greedo, is it Greedo shot first? But it's just him at the bar with the shot. Like him and Han together doing shots. Greedo shot
yes.
first.
Yes. That's the fucking winner right there.
I was going to say bug faced aliens welcome, but that's probably better. Although I will say, are you Billy D. Williams with your Han shit over there? Because no one other than Billy D. Williams says Han. Everyone else
yes,
says Han.
Grant, that is how I proved that I am as cool as
you were the coolest. I agree, you are the coolest of the four of us. You were the closest analog to Billy D. Williams there is.
That actually does prove how cool he is because he's like, I ain't saying this science fiction shit your way, you stupid nerds. I don't care what you said. Harrison Ford's like, come on,
man. Did you
Billy,
see the face on that guy?
Do it
looked
like
a big
the rest
squid.
Of us. I ain't doing it. That guy's got a squid head on. Fuck that.
And George Lucas looks around
Billy
like
D. Williams.
Yeah, you know, the very, very first take, he says, "But Han," and then he's like, "Cut, cut. Hey, Billy, it's actually Han." "Nope, ain't doing it for all those reasons." And then he's
just
like,
"Nope,"
looking around like, "What am I gonna tell? Okay, yeah, okay,
motherfucker,
all right, let's go with that.
Someday Arnold Schwarzenegger gonna get a three titty bitch in his movie, and until that day, I am not fucking with science fiction."
Mr. D. Williams, it's actually pronounced Han. Nope. Okay, take two. Take two.
Take two. Let's roll with that. Let's roll with that. It's space. Yeah, maybe it's your accent. Yeah, that's, okay, got it.
Even though you're supposed to know him better than anyone else, but whatever.
That's why he's the only one who knows how to really pronounce his name. That's how he grew up as Han. Now he's Han. What an affectation when he went off to college, you know?
Yeah. Don't ask about his trip to Barcelona.
Space Barcelona. I'm sorry, Spaith Barcelona.
Wrap it up. Too good.
A couple more here. Now these clients are so picky. They don't even want three words. These next couple want two words. Two-word slogans. There's a couple out there on, you know, Apple has Think Different. Coke has Open Happiness.
Pepsi has Fuck Coke.
Speaking of Coke, our first product is cocaine. Ah. Two-word slogan for cocaine.
Suck dick.
Matt, someone on Coke could get two words to be, let me tell you about Bitcoin.
Yes, that's great. Yes. Yeah.
One, let me tell you about.
Those are dog years, dog words, folks.
Yes. Yes.
They get two words, but that's 30 words in dog and Coke words. Yeah.
Let me tell you about Bitcoin. Okay. Our next two-word slogan for a national cable company. Cable, internet, all that shit. Two words.
National cable. Like,
I'm thinking like suck it.
Spectrum. Like, what else are you gonna do? Time Warner. All these telecom things.
Xfinity.
They already have a two-word slogan. Fuck you. Yes. And they all have the same slogan and they all abide by it.
I was gonna also suggest cry about it.
Yeah, I like fuck you. Let's stick to the core,
that's three words.
Core
they're
of
like,
their business
cry
model.
About it. Fuck you.
You know what? Let's get it away from a single language and let's get a broader appeal with womp womp.
Very universal. Iconic. Yeah. It's like the NBC's, you know, chime.
You can sing it.
Okay, last two-word slogan. Taco Bell. Two words.
Oh, God.
Diarrhea now?
Bathroom key.
Drunk yet?
Drunk yet.
I wouldn't.
Don't ask. That's probably, I like don't ask because I eat Taco Bell sometimes, but you don't inquire.
You know,
you don't look under the hood.
This is like,
don't lift
a couple
the flap.
Weeks ago.
Put the sauce on the outside of the whole thing. Don't, sauce goes on the outside.
It's a couple weeks ago, Ben, you talked about how, like, there's only one friend that you've agreed to eat wings in front of, you know? And but, like, this is similar. And not that it's necessarily messy, although it might be messy. But there's a real just, like, I'm going to do it. Nobody needs to know. Don't ask questions. I'm doing why am I doing this during
you're seeing me
daylight
eating Taco
hours
Bell.
And I'm sober? Don't ask.
What questions are you going to ask me that I can provide a meaningful answer that I am not conveying with 1,000 words, 1,000 lifetime words of you watching me eat Taco Bell? The time of day, all other natural phenomena contribute to what I am conveying to you. If I'm doing it in the middle of the night, you know why I'm doing it in the middle of the night. If I'm doing it at lunchtime, oh God, I hope that you pat me on the shoulder or something. But either way, I'm conveying plenty by just eating it.
Let's update the marketing slogan of the message. The medium is the message to the meal is the message. When I am eating Taco Bell, you get it.
A poor decision says 1,000 words.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Don't ask. That's brilliant. Okay.
Our
pretty good.
Last slogan. This customer was even trickier, even more demanding. One word. They said, give it to us in one word slogan. This customer is a strip club.
Poon. Extra O.
Ho, yeah. Poon, hose, poon.
Tits.
Tits.
Are we good with tits?
Smears.
Sticky.
How about almost?
Almost it is. Look, that really, I hate to say it, that really wasn't that hard. You know, we just knocked out how many clients there in about a half hour. Like,
It's right in our wheelhouse, though.
Should we not air this, Grant? Because, like, do we want people to know how easy it is to be a marketing?
It's only easy for experienced professionals like us, though.
Okay, well, I think exactly. I should have said we made it look easy, but don't try this at home. We are the experts. Little Captain Travis, share your favorite little baby cousin, little Jeff memories with us. You know,
put a black and white filter on your Instagram pictures of him. Put a black and white filter on all your thread posts.
We're going through a grieving process right now. They can't see me wink on
camera. They can't, no.
We're going through a grieving process right now. You know, we're taking submissions, like what airbrushed kind of image on the side of a warehouse with the angel wings? Like what's the kind of mural idea you have for a tribute to little cousin, baby cousin, little Jeff? Let us know. Email us at freelegaladvicepodcast@gmail.com.
All right, listeners, this episode's brother of the week is Matt.
Oh,
that's right.
Shit, again.
This episode, it is Matt. He's the brother of the week.
23 days, weeks in a row, God.
Listeners, head on over to Instagram if you want to know why Matt always says, ladies, I'll make your tits frown. Go to Instagram. You can follow us there. We are at Free Legal Advice Podcast.
Classic Matt slogan.
Ladies, I'll make your tits frown.
Classic me. Like Grant always says, head on over to Threads. Last week we had that titillating Korean pornography content. We always got something that nobody else has this week. Pictures of Ben eating Taco Bell. That's right. He thought no one was watching. We've got the goods. Follow us on Threads. We're gonna out him at Free Legal Advice Podcast on Threads.
Then everyone will see it.
Yes, all five. All five will see.
And if you like the show, come up with a one-word slogan for it. And explain to us why it's mastodonic.
Dinosaur. Classic. A classic bit. Episode 223.
What's a good name for a robot with the word lightning in it?
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
White Lightning.
Silent Thunder.
That one wins.
I like how Grant says that one wins. I was about to hand him a point. Third question. Do we keep giant robot toys around, in essence, mini versions of our giant robots, so that we ourselves feel large and powerful and capable of facing the harshness of the world? Or is it that we embody the indestructible hugeness of these suits of armor so that we can find in ourselves the capacity to offer caring and safety and protection, just like the robot cockpit does to those who are inside it?
It's because plastic injection molding doesn't work when it gets too big.
I agree with Grant.
On your thumbnail, what if there was like a universe that was looking up at you?
Matt, for vaping during the podcast, I'm going to give you a
turn internet over.